One. I fucking hate you lot so much. The whole conversation we had, Chris is like, that would have been good for the pod, and then presses the on button. While I'm complaining about how long this all takes. Oh, like, that would have been really good content. Play. Right now I want to sit down and have no content.
I think the mic will have trouble picking you up from
there. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. Have trouble picking me up.
And you're a bit off screen.
And you're off screen.
For some reason, reviewing it off screen, not on mic.
Oh, yeah, better get in.
Anyway,
on.
Welcome. Yeah, right.
We started.
We're starting now.
Yeah, let's start now. Yeah, new battery charger. No, calm down.
Why has got a new one every day?
Oh, why does it look a bit like the Death Star?
Right, everyone fake energy in 3, 2, 1.
Like the textures.
When you say the Death Star, do you mean like a famous actress that can't hear?
Welcome!
Nah, like the Death Star in Star Wars.
Guess the episode. Wrong. 47. It's episode 47. Welcome back. Yeah. How's everyone
Welcome
been?
Back,
it's been
everyone.
A few weeks.
Oh, it's been a funny old game. Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah. You know,
we've had a lot to think about.
Yeah,
we
a lot alone in our room, depressed.
Sponsored by Andrew.
Calm everywhere.
Toilet tissues. Yeah,
it's been crazy. Oh, yeah, he knew. He fucking knew.
Jesus Christ.
Why is the laugh still going on?
This is what happens when you don't leave the house.
Yeah.
This is what happens. I was going to say
something. So we decided to come around.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be...
Still not left the house.
We'll be out of date for... Because, you know, because we pre-recorded, we kind of missed
we'd
all the stuff
that
happened. We'd
be busy doing nothing. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like quiet on set stuff. Did you see all that?
What's that?
Quiet on set stuff. We're kind of missing the ball on it, but
quiet on set stuff.
It's called Quiet on Set documentary. It's about Nickelodeon.
Quiet on set.
On set.
So I'm a bit
on
dead.
On set. It's about, you know when we were younger and we watched Nickelodeon?
Oh yeah, we used to love that, didn't we? Britney Spears and all that.
Yes.
Wearing Powerpuff Girl knickers.
Yes, documentary about how there's all sexually assaulted by all the people that run it. Like literally everyone that looked after him and everything on the show, there's all like sexually assaulting him. Apparently he's really into feet. Remember the logo was a foot?
Who was into feet?
Dan Schneider, the guy that made
Schneider.
He made all the shows, all the big shows like Drake and Josh, iCarly.
Oh, Big Fat Jake.
But do you remember watching when we were younger and there's that weird scene with feet in the intro, and we always thought that was weird. We were like, what the fuck?
But just put one in a tongue licking it.
It's just the two girls putting their feet in the camera and like, shit all over it. Turns out there's fucking tons of footage like that. And it turns out he has a foot fetish, and that's why he made all the little girls and shit.
They do it,
don't
they? Like, in plain sight, they do these things.
Yeah, plain sight, and you don't realise.
Sam did it, didn't they? You know, like, they do it in plain sight.
Yeah.
Well,
and laugh it off. Like make a that's some sort of psycho doobery, definitely.
Yeah, well, from what I understand, it was all in the workplace, and he was grooming, manipulating, and abusing kids and Nickelodeon.
Yeah, like on set, and he made it so that parents were never really around and shit.
And the kids don't want to let their parents down. They've been to acting school all these years.
Yeah,
they don't get told off. They've got supposed to go through that. Maybe this is the way it is, and they go on with it. And no one's going to believe them anyway.
Well, yeah,
it could ruin their career.
Said.
And their parents get upset because they mortgaged the house 3 times.
They're like the biggest people in it. So if they want to, you ain't got a job no more.
Have you watched the documentary?
I watched all of it.
Did you?
Yeah. It's actually very interesting, but it's fucked up.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it, but wasn't there a part where he's telling the kid, "Oh, you can't tell your parents about the incident." Right. I don't know whether it was set. He was saying to the kid, "Don't tell him about the incident," or that he was just trying to turn his manager dad against him.
Oh yeah, he did that. That was fucking Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
You know, remember Drake and Josh?
Yeah, he was a big curly-haired geezer with. Geezer. I mean, he had black hair, and it was curly. One of them.
Yeah, that was Josh.
That was kind of
fat.
The one that's
the podgy one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other one that was like the cool one in the show.
Yeah, really nice feet.
Well, he actually got sexually assaulted.
Oh, so I knew it'd be him.
But this guy,
well, Josh, yeah, the guy that did it, but he must fucking was on me, you cunt.
The guy that did it, because basically the dad thought it was weird. Like some of the times he was on set because he was really touchy. Like he said he was touching his shoulder and shit too much, and he thought that was really strange. So he started speaking about it, and the more he spoke about it, like obviously they noticed that he wasn't going to let it happen. So the guy that ran it, that was like with Drake all the time, he was like, he was pretty much around my kid more than me. So he started like being closer to him, and he basically turned him against his dad. And he was like, "Oh, your dad's stealing money from you." He was like, "People don't like him on the set. He's going to ruin your career." And he basically just manipulated him, convinced him to.
That's what they do, isn't it?
And he basically
manipulate you.
Because he was down as his manager, he convinced him to take his dad off being his manager, gave it to his mum. And he was like,
the triangulation or whatever.
Yeah. He was like, well, if that's what we want to do. But he was like, oh, I said to his mum, but he's like, whatever you do, never leave him alone. Don't take your eyes off him. But he was like, because it was so far from where it was for his mum was just like, didn't take him there. So he just basically let the person he said, don't take your eyes off him, let him just take him there. He stayed at his house and everything. And that's basically where it happened, like, multiple times at the house.
Are they going to get arrested for this? Is there an investigation?
Yeah, that guy got arrested while it was happening.
Yeah, it normally happens, doesn't it? Savile was interviewed a few times, wasn't he?
But it came out during, and he got loads of support from people that worked there, like sent in letters.
Because they don't believe, they're very clever, these people. They're actors, aren't they? People believe they're really lovely, but behind closed doors, they're evil bastards.
I think he got hired again. Well, one of the ones that did it got caught, they got convicted, and they rehired him back. A child predator. They rehired him back on a child set.
They actually hired a paedophile. To work.
The judges were probably pedos and all.
He just come out of jail as a paedophile. And they was like, oh, right, we'll just keep him in that room, but he'll still work for us.
Just mad. It's just low.
It's just like the lowest effort of trying to make it look like they care, even though they hired one to work with kids. They hired a paedophile to work with kids on a kids show.
What about Leonardo DiCaprio? Did we mention that one last week?
Well, Dan Schneider worked with him as well.
Apparently, he was strokey when he was really young. I saw the videos. They showed very young looking. That was on pretty boy, wasn't he? Very pretty.
Yeah, that was on the documentary.
Yeah.
Because I remember they said something about him as well, and they showed footage of him being young. And it was them doing the same thing when there's really touchy.
All out in it or something, or he's like good eye candy or something.
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah. It was so much.
I wonder if
that's probably why Leonardo DiCaprio. Or is that what you said last time? That's why DiCaprio likes young girls.
I didn't.
Well, that's what happened. But
I was about to say it just then. I wonder if that's why he dates young girls now.
But do you remember the Drake that got sexually assaulted? He got caught, didn't he? Texting an underage girl a couple years ago, but he never did anything and he even talked about it on there. And they were saying that probably played into it. But I know that whole thing kind of blew over because he apologized and he was fucked up. But obviously, it obviously affects you and that could be why.
Oh, yeah. You'd still be fucked up now, probably.
Yeah.
He hasn't had any. Work was done internally.
But that's the first time he's ever spoken.
Pun intended there.
It's the first time he's spoken publicly about it.
It was bright,
you could tell he couldn't really go in detail. He didn't even say exactly what they did. Well, he was just like, just imagine the worst thing anyone could do, like sexually to someone, like a sexual assault. And he was like, and that's what happened. But he obviously it's well hard to talk about, so he couldn't say exactly, but it's just fucking insane. But there was a scene where he like called up his dad. And he was like, oh, did you see they got him? And he obviously knew what he was talking about, like the guy. And he was like, oh, thank God. He was like, I'm so glad they caught him before he got to you. And then he was like, and I couldn't even tell him at the time that it was
really
that he got caught because he did it to me.
Damn, that's crazy.
You could just see how emotional his dad was, like crying and shit. And
but
was like,
still, if I was his dad, I wouldn't have left him alone. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't, would you?
No.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, but you... It's easy to say that, but it's so different when
we went on holiday to Italy, the football team.
He's talking to like his mum. He's old enough where he can say, like, because he's like 16 or 15, where he can choose to be like, no, you can't come here and you can't do anything about it. You'll get kicked off set. You're not allowed in. You're not his manager anymore.
Legally, fear into you. They scare tactics.
It's easy to be like, no, but like they've perfectly done this whole plan, so you're fucking out.
Syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some cunts like that.
It's more his mum.
Bring it up quite a lot.
I guess his mum didn't see it, but he said to his mum, don't keep your eyes off him, and she was never around.
Blase, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was so
remember
much.
Remember when you was on holiday in Italy with the football team? Yeah. Parents weren't there. There's no parents. I'm just saying anything can happen. They could drug some of the kids before you know, and when they're asleep, do things.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what you're saying. It can happen.
Yeah. You just not think. Well, obviously the dad saw it as weird. That's the difference. But his dad tried to, and that's what separated him even more, because his dad was saying like for this shit to stop, but that's what they had so much power, didn't they?
I know, it's
fucking so much manipulation and control. But I don't even know what's happened to Dan Schneider yet, because he came out and did an interview on it, like a controlled interview where it's him and his friend he worked with just trying to like damage control.
Why not?
Like, oh yeah, a lot of this stuff didn't happen, but some stuff I know was wrong. And
I think he replied to, I don't know whether it is when the documentary got put out, and the only thing he talked about was that how he didn't get like ever kicked out of a
writer's room,
which they said in the documentary, and that's all he had to say about it. His ego was that I'm too good and funny to ever be kicked out of a writer's room. And that's all he had to say in response to this documentary of him being a paedophile and abusing all these kids. Yeah, something that has just hurt his ego.
That's zero fucking empathy or sympathy for what he's done.
Yeah, he's just hurt about him looking bad.
You can't have empathy. You can pretend to. You pretend to be caring.
And that's why it's so for your own gain
or to look good in front of others.
That's insane. That's all he cared about was that he might not have looked good.
People without empathy are demonic.
They even had this competition for like kids, obviously watching from home, to send in like, I think it's the name of the character I've written on their feet and send it in. So basically they're trying to get foot pics from kids from home. That was like a competition thing.
It's fucking sick.
Send your feet pics in because he turns them on. But they disguised it obviously just as a...
Have you seen what the Nickelodeon logo is?
It's a foot, the orange foot.
Do you remember it?
But it wasn't always that. There's been like multiple versions of it, but that was one of them. It's like, what was
the other one?
I always remember the foot.
Just scrotum. It's like a splash now, isn't it? But I looked up something and I was like, yeah, apparently the logo was technically the writing and the image around it always changed. There was a lot of variants of it, but the most known ones I remember seeing was the foot and the splash.
Was he the only bloke abusing kids or not?
No, it was there was that guy that did it to Drake. There was another guy whose job it was to basically... This is another writer and director, a bit cultish, isn't it?
Like everyone's quiet, things, people being quiet. Yeah, so like a bit
just on that one set, there was three convicted and there was Dan Schneider doing all of it. So it was the guy that ran the whole thing and then three that actually got convicted. But one of the ones that did it with all the little girls, his job was to look after and bring them to set and off set. Like he was the handler of all the kids. Like, and he was one of them that did it to loads of the girls. And he got loads of caught. They caught loads of stuff in his fucking room that had names of all the little girls that worked on set and like stuff. He had like someone's panties in there and stuff.
What the?
And I think... I remember this came up because there was this woman that had a daughter that went there and she took him out because she's, this guy was messaging her on the email, this little girl, like 12 or maybe younger, back and forth. and she was thinking it was weird. Why are you laughing at this serious issue?
This dad just got stuff on his phone. That only I can see.
He does this now. It's edited. Oh God. Basically, this guy just sent a dick pic straight to the girl who's...
To a child?
Yeah.
To
the child.
Against the law to do that.
It makes
now.
You think how...
I mean, to anyone. I mean, even adults. You can't do it unless they ask. Is it unless they ask for it?
Why are you just learning this?
I thought it was on the news recently. First bloke to be convicted of...
Shouldn't you... Never.
Send a dick pic. It's just first bloke to be convicted the other month, wasn't it? Or the other week.
Really? I never thought if it was legal.
The woman, it wasn't a girl. They're both adults, yeah, but she never asked for it. So it's it was flashing.
Apparently, that happens a lot.
I don't know why girls get sent dick pics asking for it.
Well, you shouldn't judge
her. No. Well, no, I wouldn't.
What kind of game?
But guys do that.
If they ask for it and they want to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's consent.
Yeah. You don't just get your cock out and just flash it to people without.
Or not. That's just fucking weird, isn't it? Yeah. You don't do anything that extra just out of nowhere to a random person, let alone your dick.
But that Drake.
You've known first, don't you, for at least 10 minutes.
He's laughing about bringing it on.
That Drake, I think, didn't he go up in court to talk about it and against that guy who abused him? And Drake, he didn't have anyone on his side, and the abuser had everyone on his side.
Yeah, that's what they like. They can manipulate the judges.
Did you say that?
Yeah,
I talked about it to you
or Charlotte.
And everyone's like, he's a lovely man. He'll never do anything like that. Yeah, he'll never do anything. They're so wonderful. No, I'm not having it. They're wonderful. And they do it behind closed doors when no one's looking. It's just them and the child, the victim, or whatever. Or
abusive couples, abusive husbands or wives. That's what they do. They're wonderful in public. And they convince everyone that they're really wonderful. No one will ever believe they can do anything bad. They're really good actors. It's all part of that. There's one goal right at the end of it. Sex with a kid. And that's why they're really good actors, or they become really good judges, really good doctors, really good this, that, and the other. Some of these people excel in their jobs for one main goal and get to need alone with children.
That's drive you just can't teach.
Which this reminds me of a comment we had on one of our shorts where we were talking about male gynecologists. Is it weird?
Yeah.
And someone was like, or one or two people were like, oh, I doubt someone would study for so many years do that.
Really?
And I was thinking, are you fucking stupid? Some people are rich and famous just because they want
to... That's why you're studying, isn't it? It's to fan
it
around.
It's like, what kind of fucking fantasy world do you live in? You think how many nurses and doctors have been convicted of doing fucked up shit?
Yeah.
They've studied that to get into a position of power. Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Where do you live?
Yeah.
Like, of course they would do that.
There was always carefree.
They're going to study years and years because that's what they want. They want, yeah.
That's their motivation.
Look at Dan Schneider. He was one of the most successful kids producers.
Yeah.
And that's probably fucking driven mostly because he want to get close to younger, underage kids.
There was a paediatrician
in one of
the hospitals. Are we allowed to say the hospitals?
Yeah.
Oh, what's in Addenbrookes, it was a paediatrician.
Oh, fuck.
It was a paediatrician, a male doctor. Yeah. And he'd been for years... He got found out. I don't know how they found out. Yeah, he'd been sexually abusing the children.
Yeah.
Children,
and it's crazy how much that comes out.
I don't know if he says he got sent to prison. I don't know how long he got. You can Google it.
When was that?
Don't know if he's still there. God, that must have been about 8 years ago.
That's the thing.
I could be wrong. Could be six.
They'll put in all that time and effort.
Just to be in that position.
So he put in his whole career to become a paediatrician, working with kids. Why? Because that was his sexual thing. It was led by his dick and his balls and his brain.
It's like that physiotherapist that worked for the American Olympic women gymnastic team.
That's it.
He became a therapist so he could touch the women. That's exactly what he did, and he got done
for. Scout leaders, loads of scout leaders have been done, haven't they? Clergy, anyone get near a kid, any job can get near kids.
It's like politics. They want to do it so they can rob all your money and shit and break the law.
You hear about that?
What's that?
There's a headmistress, and I don't know if her lover was a headmaster at another school, but they was abusing kids and videoing it. And this is, I think it was in the UK. I read it the other week.
Really?
Gotten somewhere. I can't remember.
A fucked up world we live in these days.
I feel like you've got to be stupid, whoever commented that, because there's literally...
In your own school.
It's on the news. It's been on the news like plenty of times of people doing that.
I think most people are stupid. Their surname was Davies, I think, but they wasn't related.
Hear that?
Lovers. Just happened to have the same surname.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Dumbasses. Dan Schneider loves feet.
Loads
of it out there.
Dan Feet Schneider.
Craziness.
But that's been very popular lately. Everyone looking at that. It is an interesting documentary.
Yeah, but paedophilia ain't fucking popular. That's been going on forever.
No, I'm saying... but actually, it is popular between the pedos. I'm saying that documentary has been really popular at the moment because it recently came out.
Well, Liam told me to watch one.
Nickelodeon's massive. Massive kids film. But yeah, a little weird stuff. If you watch that, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. That is weird.
One Liam got me to watch. I only watched about 10 minutes. I can concentrate. Is it called The Innocent? And it's like these girls are sent off to these private schools and they're just abused for years and years and years.
That sounds depressing.
That's a true story. Oh. The kids have been interviewed and they're telling their story. They're actually doing the narrating. They're saying, yeah, come in, we'll show you the school. And they're breaking to the old school. And, yeah, this is my classroom. Like, oh, there's our old books there. Look, and the ASRs
just that's madness.
That's on Netflix.
They got loads of that stuff.
It's like Diddy.
Crazy.
Another big drop. Oh, do we say this one? Diddy and Dan.
I was going to say,
no Diddy. Nickelodeon.
Hollywood, it was called that because of the wood.
And the holly like the holly bush.
Yeah, well, the female pedos.
Yeah, it's bushwood.
They got spiky bush and they've got his wood.
Bushwood sounds like a place.
Damn, bushwood.
Sounds like a horror.
But that that paedophile executive that was writing all the shows used to put so many weird scenes in as well. They don't, as a kid, you can't really compute that it's that weird.
It's like the muscles of a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell, I could be a perv.
Fucking hell,
licking walnuts from the... Walnut bowl.
Yeah. What was that one about the juicer? Was she squeezing something?
Oh, you're talking about all the weird things they put him in.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. She's like squeezing
that he ripped
a potato, and it's like she's trying to get juice from a potato. So that's how they portrayed it as, oh, that's a funny bit. And she's like, give me the juice. Come on, I want the juice. And squeezing it like that, like it's a penis. And like loads of weird, or ones where she's bent over with her head over the bed and pouring water over her face.
How come no normal adult said, oh, wait a minute, this is fucking a bit dodgy, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much of the parents watch it.
I think, I know.
Or how much, anyone that spoke up, if you saw the ones that spoke up and shit, they were out there, the kid and the mum was gone. They're like, As soon as you speak out, you don't have it.
That happens all the time.
They just keep the ones that let it happen. Or there's
half your police force are probably perverts. Look at all the coppers in this country keep getting fucking dumped for sexual this and sexual that. And
but that
dismissed.
That stuff of the potato and the weird scenes, that was Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah, she's a big pop star.
Now she fucks all the people's husbands.
That's so crazy. Nickelodeon might have fucking just produced.
This is why all the fucking stars are so fucked up that come from there. Like Dad said, Britney Spears, fucking
yeah, but it is
even older one.
It's like all these child actors are like forced to like grow up straight away and do adult things. Like,
well, yeah,
they got a full time job at like 8 years old,
and then you get sexually assaulted on top of it, and you can't tell anyone before you even learn about your sexuality and shit.
Mm.
It's fucking insane, and they just let it happen.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Nickelodeon put a statement to say they always do fire checks and look out for them.
But the people, everyone there were paedophiles, so it doesn't matter. If
the paedophiles are doing furrow checks on their paedophiles.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Nickelodeon. Dumb piece of shit.
It's all just, they just got to protect but their there was brand.
Because you know iCarly, there's like a new reboot of it.
Yeah.
And apparently that's more run by the actual girl that did it now. So it's not like them weird shit. But there's a bit where they said they was doing... this was in the show, and there's like they posted a thing because the show's about them having a show, isn't it? Like an online show.
Oh, yeah.
And they posted for a competition, and I can't remember what the competition was. And then the guy that she works with, called Freddie's character, is like, oh, okay, so let's just make sure we don't take away anything with the word feet in it and something else. But it's like, oh, they actually had a scene in that fucking like sound like they're taking a piss.
Oh,
like
right.
A shot at Dan Schneider for doing that.
Oh,
which is kind of interesting. Mm. Yeah, there were so many like scenes in that where like they're really young and old, like fucking in their bathing suits and shit. Just so many of them. So many feet scenes as well. Just fucking so many kids.
People get turned on by feet, don't they? And socks. Use socks and panties.
Oh, yeah.
That can be disgusting, wouldn't you? Someone gave me so they'll sniff my pants. Oh, fuck off. Put them in the washing machine, you dirty cunt. literally. Or someone's smelly socks, cheesy socks.
People like bath water.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, why do you like all the disgusting?
Why do you like all that? It's dead skin cells and shit. Why do you like that? Look, it's got a solar panel on it.
Is that actually a solar
yeah,
panel?
Yeah, solar panel.
That is what it looks like, the Death Star.
Oh, yeah. Was the Death Star solar panel?
I don't know, but I'm just making it go on like it was.
Death Star is a famous actor or actress that can't hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Death Star. just looking at the time.
Did you get your hair cut recently?
No, I got it cut back in
Norm.
Oh.
Yeah, Norm.
back in Norm. It was hard doing it because the bombs were hitting.
Still,
you know, when
short.
I was in Indochina a few weeks back.
Yeah,
that's when I got it cut last.
Norm,
because it was so long before you went. I saw it so long for so long.
I know. I was in Malaysia.
It's right still works already.
It still looks short.
24 minutes.
I was in Malaysia with long hair. Yeah. I got it cut, and then I got a number zero. I said, "Just give us a military, mate." He didn't understand a word I said, but
he did something.
Luckily, I had a guide with me.
Oh, yeah.
She said, yeah, military.
Why is he looking at you like
military? She says, be careful the back of his ear, she said. She always says, my God. Yeah, be careful the back of the ear because it's fucking got stitches still and bits of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quite sensitive there. It never heals properly.
How is your ear?
Yeah,
doing?
Fucking sensitive forever.
It's cleared up since I was in the tropics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I got bitten on the fucking penis by a snake.
Did you?
Nah. But yeah, it's cleared
your
up.
Ex?
It's cleared up since I've been out there.
That's good.
but then again, the last time it was cleared up, nothing was going wrong. I went to the hospital for a checkup and the surgeon said, yeah, we need to get you in almost straight away. I went, oh, fuck off.
Really?
Oh.
It's another fucking 5 weeks off work, isn't it?
Oh, you don't want that, do you?
It's before you went away, it's still affecting you. Like,
yeah, but before I went away, I had an infection for 5 months and after the surgery.
After the surgery, yeah.
I couldn't get me follow-up appointment because of the strikes.
In you know UFC, Mixed Martial Arts Company, he sends his fighters to, if they get, they need stitching up, he sends them to plastic surgeons instead of like doctors and nurses, because when they stitch you up, they don't care about how it looks, whereas plastic surgeons, they do. Obviously, if you're getting implants
and stuff, it makes sense.
They need to make it look. So he sends his fighters to plastic surgeons to get stitched up.
What's mine look like then? I can't see, you see, because I've got no eyes over there.
I mean, it looks, it's like there's, What do you call it? A crease in your skin now, where it goes like inwards.
Are we out there?
Yeah.
That's muscle, that is.
He's worked that out.
But you know, yeah. It's like, you know, you get a little crack in a desert, like a canyon.
Yeah.
If you're looking really far up and it looks kind of...
Sounds like you make it sound so much worse than it is. It just looks like there's a scar.
A canyon in the back of my ear. Yeah.
Why does it make it feel worse? That doesn't even look...
Dead putrid animals.
Look the way he just... how he just described it, it sounded like it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, no,
it just sounds
not.
Like... it just there's just a scar going around. Doesn't look that bad.
Just canyon
like
from very, very high up.
Like a fucking canyon. Jumping. Jesus Christ. Looks like a fucking... He's in the Grand Canyon. Yeah, that's like a fucking little hole compared to the back of your fucking... It's like...
Crevice, is that the right...
That's my arse. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck yeah. Quiet on the podcast set. Dan Schneider's fucking sick. Quiet on the piece of shit.
Quiet Dan on, the Schneid.
Quiet on the pod.
Dan the Schneid. Yeah. Dan the Schneid.
You know what Schneid is, isn't you?
Yeah, like a Schneid cunt.
Yeah. It just adds another word to it. Yeah, like I know what it means.
Schneid cunt. Schneid cunt. It's like, isn't it like sneaky little fucking low fucking life piece of shit.
Proper Schneid. Well, yeah, Schneid. He must have changed it to Schneider.
Dan Schneider.
Schneider.
Dan Schneid.
There was a footballer called Schneider in Holland.
Bend it like Schneider. Arch it like Schneider. It's a whole different, whole different fucking lane. Yeah, it's messed up shit.
Proper messed up.
Anyone gonna put fucking that's not even on the podcast. We're trying to add some extra minutes to that. I guess that would just be a short one if we want to keep that minutes. One thing.
Yeah, but all you, I can hear you lot's going Schneid, Dan Schneid, Schneid.
That's because no one has anything to say.
Yeah, I didn't come with any content.
I
had
nothing to talk about. I guess wherever
this is. So on this day, I haven't got any of that yet.
Well,
anyone else?
You could literally just Google that.
Nah, I've got something to talk.
We could talk about the really about, more serious stuff, like the Diddy stuff. That's a big name thing that's happening. Do you know Diddy?
That'll be for the next one, though. Isn't it?
Are we not on the next one yet?
Are we on the next one now?
Depends. We could just make that a short one.
Ken Dodd, was it?
We just talked about nothing for the next 5 minutes. We're like, yeah, we're done.
Ken Dodd the Diddy Man.
No one did anything. He's like texting.
See, I've got
and
content here.
Just repeating what I was saying.
Yeah.
What could I do?
The Diddy Men. Have you heard of the Diddy Men?
I have stuff, but anything else is just like...
Who are the Diddy Men?
Too long. I'm a cock.
Ooh. Oh, I had stuff.
Oh, fuck, nudes.
I was saving it for a second podcast.
Yeah, same. So we'll just wait for the time to run out. Yeah. And then we'll start talking about our stuff.
All right. Well, maybe, anyway,
I should look at what's on the news.
Add some
I don't even know who Diddy is.
One.
I know who Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men in the 1970s.
Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men.
I've never heard of him. He was a singer and comedian from the old days.
Never heard of Diddy?
Diddy Men, Ken Dodd.
Is he a rapper or is he just a producer? Or is he a manager?
He was a rapper, wasn't he?
Sugar Puff Diddy. Sugar Puff, didn't he? In America.
Did he?
Sugar Puff Diddy, yeah.
Did you see they raided his two mansions?
Oh, what? Because he'd been nicking sugar puffs from the local supermarket.
He was trafficking women, beating women, sexually assaulting the underage artists.
Allegedly.
There's a lot of allegations for allegedly, isn't it?
But if they're raiding two of these houses fully, then they've got
no smoke without fire.
Yeah, they don't go in there just off a hunch. They collect all that shit before raiding two whole mansions. But apparently he knew it was coming.
I don't know who the geezer is. I could get really involved in this conversation.
But there was who was that guy on an interview? He talked about ages ago in his interview and everyone just thought, oh, he was like crazy or he's just pissing around. He was like, yeah, he's been trying to want to fuck me. And he's like, and when Diddy wants to party, you have to say no. But that shit's coming up now. And it's like, look, it's literally an interview. There's this guy that was saying he's like that. And like, he wants to like try and like have sex with you and shit. And he's like, you've got to tell him no. And everyone's talking about shit like that. And there's another thing where he had Justin Bieber when he was young, and you could see he looked really uncomfortable and he was like a teenage Justin Bieber when he just started. And he was like, oh yeah, he's going to be spending all weekend with me or something. And he was like, it's going to be a teenager's dream. And looking back now, it just looks really weird. And Justin Bieber looks really uncomfortable. And it's like,
did he rape Justin Bieber? Puff, did he?
Don't know. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
He's done loads of weird shit.
I mean, they're still doing their investigations and stuff. So
This is a sick old fucking podcast, isn't it, so far? Second episode on raping fucking kids.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that's what's happening out there. Even though we're late to this.
There must be some songs that Dad knows because he's been around since the
90s. No, did he?
Since the 90s.
That's what fucking Justin Bieber said, is it?
No, I just saw someone make a diss track, AI diss track, called No Diddy. Like a Drake responding to Kendrick.
Oh, really?
And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the backing track, Every Breath You Take, The Police.
Yeah.
Or Riff, whatever you call it. Is it a Rift?
But yeah, there was a lot of shit coming about hitting women and shit, and they'd be too scared to say anything, and like drugging women, drugging teenagers. He'd have like a party, and apparently he would film all of it. There's this producer that outed loads of this, and he would like, he had like champagne and bottles and shit apparently for him and his mates in a separate lot for like the kids and the women coming in. So
with drugs in, probably.
Yeah, he like drug load of them. And apparently all the workers that worked around his thing always held like a packet of like drugs on them. So they'd always have drugs if he needed them and shit. And it was just crazy stuff like that. And there was something about, I can't remember if it was like a girl or something who... I think it was like a girl he wanted was talking to this other guy and he like just shot him in a public toilet. And then he told his producer that was it. And he was like, oh, call the police and tell him it was a drive-by. And
so he's covering up.
He's like insane. Yeah, he's a fucking like crazy bastard as well. That's why so many people are too scared to like say anything because he's a fucking psycho. Like shooting people, killing.
But you can't just go around doing that all the time. You're going to get caught when you can't just go around shooting and killing people. I mean, he's running this country.
He did it long enough, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like a whole career out of it.
He's running the states, should I say.
People that do the same thing.
He's
But he's like a businessman as well. So he's got his own company and he's got power and a lot of money.
We're all businessmen, aren't we, at the end of the day?
Yeah, but we're a poor businessman.
Yeah, we're just poor businessmen.
That's what money rules the world.
Yeah, well,
I mean, money is power.
People I was hearing talk about it, they're saying it was cases where it was like a load of people don't want to say anything because it'll ruin their big deal. You know what I mean? Like they'll be working to it and it's like, oh, if we out this story, then we're all going to lose our progress with him and our deals and our shit. And it's always like that, isn't it? There's probably so many steps of the way where if someone said something, it would have been stopped.
But if someone's like, in a position of power and takes advantage of it.
Just like Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider, Diddy Schneider.
Same old thing recycled, different industry.
It just keeps happening, it just keeps coming out, and it's going to happen till the end of time. Because that's the way the fucking world works, unfortunately.
Yeah, it'll never stop, will it?
Never fucking stop.
I guess we'll find out what happens with that stuff.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, because he's not been convicted of anything yet.
Diddy.
I think he's still walking about, right?
There's enough shit coming out there. Is he walking about? Well, I think he ran from those two places and took a load of shit.
But I don't know whether it's on bail or not. Whether they actually tried to.
I mean, I think there's like loads of footage and stuff. Apparently, the producer took loads of proof. That was there was a picture of that shit where that guy got shot and stuff, and you could see it was inside a bathroom.
Yeah, they've taken all his cameras and memory cards. Because apparently, he's got cameras everywhere and records everything. People are like speculating, I wonder whether that's just to bribe other people he has at his parties.
Yeah, that's what they've done with Matey, didn't they?
Who?
That geezer.
Epstein
Island.
Fucking hell.
It takes all over the place, isn't
it? Just constant stuff, isn't it? It wasn't long ago.
That's
what
the FBI do, isn't it? And probably over in this country at the MI5, whatever, the Secret Services and all that. They get these diplomats from foreign countries and say, you can have whatever you want. We get you boys, girls, whatever you want. You can have it, yeah? And they fucking give them to them and they secretly film them fucking children and then they hold it against them.
Yeah, I've heard
some of them rumors going about in there. They reckon that's why Blair went to war in Iraq.
No.
Some of his members of staff were compromised over in America, was given some kids and they fucked them. I only read it somewhere. I'm just saying I read it somewhere. So they had no choice. We're going to expose your British government as fucking pedos or you do what we do, do what we say and go to war for Iraq.
No one would even be shocked now. Nowadays, they'll probably just let them carry on running.
It goes on all the time. Yeah. How many kids are missing from fucking... displaced from wars, just from Europe. About 33,000 fucking just vanished.
Well, even if you research everywhere, countries, there's kids that just go missing all the time like that, but just aren't talked about.
Yeah, them gangs in Africa, they stormed the school, didn't they? Took every single girl.
Fucking out.
Really?
Yeah. And then took them into the jungle. I don't know if they've been seen since. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Jesus.
And that just happened again over there.
No, did he?
Mate, some places on Earth are so bad. I'd hate to live.
Guys with machetes and guns, and they don't care about. They'll just chop people up there. They'll try and chop them through the fucking grass.
Oh yeah, I know.
Your limbs put in your skull. Don't give a fuck. They just don't give a. They're just. It's just mad.
Savages.
So much, when it's shit as
so evil, isn't it?
Shit as it is here, it makes you fucking appreciate that it's not as bad as it is in other places.